Has permission to interview Pierce for the job. The Los Angeles Lakers take on the Phoenix Suns tonight in L.A. Catch all the action on our sister station, 106.9 The Bomb. Coverage starts at 6:45.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670. Talk radio done right.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Really not too bad of shape on the Valley Freeways. No major incidents being reported. Just the expected slowdown in some of the usual spots up and down the resort corridor between Spring Mountain and Russell. Same goes with downtown Las Vegas area between Eastern and the Charleston curve there on both sides of 95. Got a new west side accident, though, at the intersection of Desert Inn and Jones you want to steer clear of. Sunny, cold, windy today. We should see gusts up to 30 miles per hour through the valley. A wind advisory in effect until 10 o'clock this morning. And afternoon temperatures barely hitting 50 degrees. We're at 41 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Again, state offices, many state offices up north in Carson City are going to be closed today because of the severe weather, the snowstorm that is hitting that part of our state. Nothing down here, although what the scenic drive at Red Rock has been closed for a period this morning because of icy streets. We'll tell you more about that as we go along. Stay where you are. First off, though, I want you to take a look at what's been going on along our southern border. I told you we would have him on. I made the promise, and I fulfilled the promise today. Tom Homan is the former acting director of ICE. He is a Heritage Foundation visiting fellow and a darn good fellow to boot. I had a chance to visit with him earlier, and I asked, is our southern border secure?
Of course it's not secure. I mean, I started the Border Patrol in 1984. I did this job for 34 years. I've worked for six different presidents, starting with Ronald Reagan. Every president I've worked for took steps to secure the border, even Clinton and Obama, because they understood you can't have national security if you don't have border security. You got to know what's coming in, who's coming in. under President Trump, whether you like him or love him or hate him, we had the most secure border in my lifetime under President Trump. It's not just my opinion. The data proves it. CBP data shows that illegal immigration is at a 45-year low. Illegal immigration was down 83% to 90%, depending on what time frame you look at. But Joe Biden's the first president in the history of the nation who actually came into office and unsecured a border. Understand that. He came in and got rid of all the policies of the Trump administration, which unsecured the border, which we went from the most secure border to historic numbers. So the border's not secure now. It's far from it.
I want to ask you the question that Congress has asked Alejandro Mayorkas a number of times, and that is our border secure? And more than that, is he lying when he says, oh, of course it is. Of course it's secure. Is he lying?
Yeah, he's absolutely lying. He's a smart man. And he was a deputy secretary at DHS in 2014, 2015 under Obama. Joe Biden was the vice president then. We had a family surge of thousands of families coming across. How did we stop it? We built facilities to detain them. We made them see a judge. It took about 35 days, and 9 out of 10 lost their case. They simply don't qualify for asylum. Coming to the country for a better life, unfortunately, doesn't qualify for asylum. Asylum is yet escaping fear and persecution from your home government because your race, religion, and political affiliation. These people just don't qualify for asylum. So when the 9 out of 10 were ordered removed, we put them on airplanes, we sent them home, and guess what? The numbers on the border tanked. So Alejandro Mayorkas and Joe Biden knows how to deal with this. But they did it before in 2014, 2015. What are they doing now? They're not detaining him. They're not seeing a judge. And ICE can't remove him because the secretary said being in the country illegally on its own is not enough for ICE to go seek an arrest. So they're doing the complete opposite of what they know works in 2014, 2015. So this isn't mismanagement. This isn't incompetence. This is by design.
Tell me how this manifests itself in communities that are not, quote, border communities, cities, states, that kind of thing. Tell me how this manifests itself.
Well, look, every state's a border state. I don't say that lightly because, look, I've been down the southwest border a dozen times in the past year. And when I fly out of Rio Grande Valley, when I fly out of Tucson or Phoenix, especially Rio Grande Valley, every time I get on that airplane to get to Rio Grande Valley to Dallas, get my connecting flight to D.C., that plane is more than half full of illegal aliens with their taxpayer-funded free airline ticket to the city of their choice. So, I thought the Border Patrol leadership, the CBP leadership, 98% of the people coming across the border in Texas and Arizona are not going to stay in Texas and Arizona. They're going throughout the country. How about the airplanes? I see envelopes. They're going to Minnesota. They're going to Chicago. They're going to New York. They're going to Philadelphia. They're going to Miami. They're going all over the country. And what makes it every state a border state is the fentanyl. Also, the fentanyl we know is making it every town, city, and state in the nation. It's not a coincidence that we have an unsecured border that enough fentanyl has got through that's killed 112,000 Americans. You know, and the terrorism issue, that's going to affect the entire country, every town, city, and state. Look, the Border Patrol is arresting people from 178 countries. Some of these countries are sponsors of terror. They've arrested just last year 300 southern border. That's where they arrested. We got 1.9 million, just short of 2 million. It'll be 2 million by the end of this month. 2 million gotaways, known gotaways that were captured on video, drone traffic, or sensor traffic. Why did 2 million people choose not to turn themselves in, get released within 24 hours, get a free airline ticket to the city of their choice, get put in a hotel room at taxpayer expense, get 3 squares a day, and get medical coverage? Why did almost 2 million people choose not to take advantage of that giveaway program and pay less? Why are they paying more to the cartels to get away? Why are they paying more to the cartels to get me to New York, get me to Chicago, get me to San Francisco? I don't want to be called. I don't want to be vetted. I don't want to be fingerprinted. Just get me to these places. If that don't scare the hell out of every American, then I don't know what the hell it's going to. Can I tell you what? If you don't think a single one of that 2 million known gotaways that paid more to get away didn't come here to do us harm, then you're ignorant to the data. This is the biggest national security failure I've seen in my career, and it's done on purpose, and that makes every town, city, and state vulnerable.
There you have it, Tom Homan, a true American patriot, talking about what's going on along our southern border. And the impeachment resolution in the House of Representatives is moving through the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees. It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. Tomorrow on the program, we will talk about that very thing, the whole notion of the Alejandro Mayorkas, the impeachment resolution that I think he'll be gone in a month. I really honestly do. That's going to just about do it for today. Till we join you tomorrow at 6:05, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Bill O'Reilly News and Comment and Clay and Buck are next. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
My name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my 5-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school. But it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
This segment of the Long Life Era is powered by Paul Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active. Be healthy. They'd rather wait. Marla Letizia, founder of Long Life Era Community Facebook Group, is also known as Nanny Bubby. You launched this in 2023, already hundreds of members strong. When you started this, the initial goal was to bring an awareness for the 55-plus crowd?
Well, it was for the entire baby boomer generation. So in 2023, those were the people between 59 and 77. But as now we're in 2024, it is those that are 60 to 78 years old. Baby boomer generation, for which, believe it or not, there are 71 million baby boomers still on the planet. 76 million born, still thriving at 71 million.
And this is the Long Life Era Community Facebook group.
Correct.
You often open some of the posts with ideas and suggestions for getting the most out of the Long Life Era. What would you say is the best advice or most unexpectedly good response you've seen in the past year with the community?
The most unexpected, most amazing thing that goes on is when we have a 5-day exercise challenge. If you saw what these people at age 60, 70, close to 80 are actually doing at the gyms or in their home gyms, it is mind-blowing to me. And I am a fervent exerciser, as you know, 4 in the morning to the gym, but I pale in comparison to the work and the workouts that most of these people are doing, and we absolutely inspire each other to continue going.
Tell us the website again.
So the website to embrace the long life mindset is longlifemindset.com. It'll change your life, I promise you. Also go to Long Life Era Community Facebook group.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Hallo, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine key. Meine key car care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing. Und options. Und meine key. Und American cheese. Remember, I only trust meine key with meine key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Thursday, January 11th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Christie out, Trump silenced, kids get the boot, and the end of football. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, Chris Christie dropping out of the presidential race. The only reason he ran was to attack Donald Trump. And his greatest blow was when Trump did not show up to one of the debates. Chris Christie said, if you keep doing that, no one up here is going to call you Donald Trump anymore. They're going to call you Donald Duck. That was a very expensive joke. Christie raised almost $4 million in the third quarter of last year and his PAC at another $5.5 million. In the Trump trial that claims he misled banks on the value of his properties, which no banks ever complained about and which he paid back every single loan properly, this New York City lawsuit, the judge said, having not heard from you by the third extended deadline, I assume that Mr. Trump will not agree to the reasonable lawful limits I have imposed as a precondition to giving a closing statement, and therefore he will not be speaking in court tomorrow. The judge said he is not allowed to give a campaign speech. Anything he says has to be relevant to the case. He can't impugn me, meaning the judge, or the staff, or the New York court system, etc. And Trump's lawyer said he would not agree to those terms. And the judge ended a back-and-forth email chain with his lawyers, saying, I will not debate this again. Take it or leave it, now or never. You have until noon, 7 minutes from now, in capital letters. I will not grant any further extensions. And Trump left it. Yesterday, we reported on the 2,000 illegal immigrants who were housed in Brooklyn, Floyd Bennett Airfield. They were put there in tents, but then it got cold and windy, so they moved the illegal immigrants to a high school. They told the kids to stay home, do remote learning. Can you believe that? Turns out these kids are barely even doing that. A notice was sent to parents saying that kids have assignments, and the notice says teachers will be available via Zoom if requested prior by email. Reports also in Maine that they're giving $3.5 million to 60 families in Brunswick for 2 years for rent. The state's also giving $100,000 to dozens of illegal immigrants for a year's worth of asylum application and work authorization assistance. The California legislature debating a bill that would ban tackle football for kids under 12. The argument is that tackle football can put youth athletes at risk for brain injury and trauma. How could they're like 11. Are they even big enough to tackle in a way that could hurt? I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call Car Shield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584. For a free quote, this protection plan is at an all-time low in price. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day.
On this Thursday, hopefully we won't have to endure the liberal mantra of we're losing our democracy for much longer, as January 6th recedes from view, at least on the calendar. However, the Democrats don't have much else besides get ready for the Third Reich if Trump wins the election. President Biden has failed on almost every issue. That is the truth. More truth. It is downright foolish for Donald Trump and his supporters to downplay the horrendous January 6th display 3 years ago in Washington. Mob rule is lethal. Ashley Babbitt is a prime example. If citizens break the law, as they did at the Capitol then, there must be a reckoning. The left has seized on January 6th as its primary campaign issue, but that's a losing posture. The terrible destruction after George Floyd's death negates most liberal outrage. Someone tell Kamala Harris. The issues today are Americans losing ground economically as prices are 17% higher for essentials under Biden than they were under Trump, and the insane open border policy. Final truth. There are extremists on both ideological sides, and they are the ones damaging democracy. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. Janice Kidd, Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Bill, what qualifies Michelle Obama to be president of the United States? What qualifies Donald Trump in 2016 to be president of the United States? Never held office before. So Michelle Obama doesn't need any qualifications. She was the first lady for 8 years. Glenda, Michelle Obama is saying elections matter. That's rich. We elected Biden. Look at our country. Yeah, it matters. Right. So she's actually right saying elections matter. She said she's supporting the wrong crew. Lena, I want to see Donald Trump's revenge if he becomes president. It's the right thing to do given the way the left has weaponized the Constitution. See, I told you, a lot of MAGA people want that. I wouldn't mind seeing some bad guys on the run. Got to be honest. Larry Adams, Cyril Springs, Illinois. Some citizens are incompetent. Yes, you're right, O'Reilly. But many are just uninformed because of lack of honest journalism. Thank you for being honest, even if I don't like it. Well, thank you, Larry, for putting up with me. You know, I know I say things that people don't like, but they're all fact-based. Anyway, the uninformed excuse doesn't really work, not anymore. With broadcasts like this and others, you want to be informed, you can be informed. You want to be lazy, you can be lazy. Rick says, the most important point in your message of the day is that we have incompetent citizens. Teachers should be ashamed. They have negatively influenced children they were charged with teaching. I'm not blaming it on teachers, Rick. You know, once you're 18 to 22, you got to wise up. I'm not blaming the teachers. There are more good teachers than bad teachers. I know I was a teacher. In a moment, something you might not know.
Do you want more online safety and privacy? I know I do. That's why I started using NordVPN. It guards me against various internet threats. Digital trackers, malicious websites, and malware-infected downloads, back off. I choose to browse with more confidence. I choose NordVPN.
To avoid digital threats, turn on NordVPN. It's trusted by millions of users. Just visit NordVPN.com. One of the fastest VPNs on Earth will block web trackers, malicious websites, and malware-ridden downloads. It will also encrypt your internet traffic while maintaining a smooth connection. So improve your digital privacy and protection against hackers with one simple click. Get the special deal at NordVPN.com and enjoy safer internet daily. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical, liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 4 years ago this week, doctors in Wuhan, China, began treating patients with high fever, coughs, severe fatigue. The doctors believed the victims were suffering from a seasonal flu. Officials in Beijing soon realized they were dealing with a new kind of virus, one that killed at an alarming rate, five times higher than regular flu. COVID-19 had arrived. Here is the story. Chinese researchers initially claimed the bug originated at a wet food market. That means they sell live critters that you kill there and eat, like bats. Today, most experts believe the pandemic emerged from the Wuhan lab itself. Communist Party immediately moved to cancel the outbreak. Folks were forbidden from leaving their homes, entering public buildings, even shopping for food. Anyone caught outside was arrested. Some violators were paraded through streets wearing placards stating crimes against the party. More than 1 billion Chinese were ordered to stay indoors, the largest quarantine in human history. Well, the campaign to stop the virus failed. Beginning in January 2020, the disease spread through air travel to Milan, London, Madrid, and eventually New York City. The World Health Organization backed Beijing. Shortly after the outbreak, the group released the following statement, quote, China's actions help prevent the spread of the coronavirus to other countries. We are very pleased and encouraged by the Chinese president's detailed knowledge of the outbreak. We thank them for averting a global catastrophe, unquote, and incredibly stupid, World Health Organization. 4 years later, the virus had infected at least 800 million people. 7 million are dead. And here's something else you might not know. To this day, no one completely understands the real situation in China. Communist Party stopped reporting data in December 2022. According to Beijing, just 5,000 Chinese people have died from COVID. Global health authorities believe that figure is closer to 5 million. Back after this. Our freedom should never be taken for granted. They must be cherished, protected, and defended. When corporations pander to the liberal agenda, they must be punished. When corporations stand up for conservative values, they should be supported. This brings me to Freedom 2.0, the bottled water company that proudly represents us. They have hilarious sayings on each bottle like, this water ain't woke, and bottled with liberal tears. Use the code BILL for a 15% discount and subscribe to Freedom 2.0. We must never discount freedom, but we can discount water as long as you use the code BILL. Please visit freedom20.com to order now. That's freedom, the number two, the letter O.com. Freedom20.com, use code BILL for 15% off. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.